who pose a threat to U.S. national security. In 2021, America's Director of National Intelligence said that those REMVs pose the biggest threat for a mass casualty attack in America, and that of all domestic extremists, white supremacists have the most concerning transnational connections. And then just last year, both the FBI and Department of Homeland Security said REMVs remain one of the biggest threats. But still, the State Department has only designated as terrorists one white supremacist group, the Russian Imperial Movement we heard about earlier, while they've designated a long list of Islamist groups.
In public until about the time that Mantle was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1974. I think they created a narrative to some degree to generate interest, says Dave Hornish, a vintage card historian and blogger. Whatever the truth, though, the tale's impact on the market for 52 Mantles is undeniable.
Police say he was attacked in East New York, Brooklyn, while trying to buy a car from someone he met on social media. Here is Michael Baldassano, an NYPD assistant chief.
Almost immediately, the suspect displayed a gun and announced the robbery. There was an exchange of gunfire where the off-duty officer was struck. The suspect fled the location and the officer removed to Brookdale Hospital.
Police say the officer was shot in the head and remains in critical condition. He has been with the NYPD for 5 years and has a wife and children. No arrests have been made. The police are seeking the public's help in finding any information on the suspect.
That is to say, if the telephone rings, that serves as an interruption to that person's fulfillment of his responsibility. Whereas, the moment you have a number of people involved in a state of cooperation mm-hmm. on a given project, then the telephone becomes not an interruption, but a means of obtaining information relevant, even if it appears to be irrelevant, to the project in hand. Hmm? For instance, the telephone may ring and not be from one of the people in the operating group, but might nevertheless bring information to one of the members of the group that would be useful to the whole group. Hmm?
I see. Whereas with one person's range, he may not be able to comprehend what that message had.
Over and over again, you mm-hmm. see people who work in an isolated, individualist way nowadays view the rest of the world simply as distraction, interruption, annoyance, etc.
Mm? Person from Porlock, sort of.
Mm-hmm. Whereas we are, I'm convinced, coming into a mode, life action mode, which, as McLuhan states it, work consists simply in brushing information against information. And a lot of that information comes, well, over the telephone, to say nothing of the radio, TV, etc.
I remember when you were here 10 years ago, you mentioned a piece of paper.
And as ideas are in the realm of intellect, they're complex ideas, but our society is a complex.
Yep.
Society. There are many people who want things, you know, simplified. Of course, if intellect spoke in simple words, then people like me would be out of work.
Well, the title, the medium is the massage, is a teaser, a way of getting attention. There's a wonderful sign hanging on a Toronto junkyard which reads, "Help beautify junkyards. Throw something lovely away today." And this is a very effective way of getting people to notice a lot of things. And so the title is intended to draw attention to the fact that a medium is not something neutral. It does something to people. It takes hold of them. It rubs them on the frontier at all. They didn't live in Bonanza Land when Bonanza Land actually existed. It's a teaser.
Great artist or not one at all.
A wonderful sign hanging
I'm an
on
investigator.
Junkyard,
I
which reads,
"I explore
and beautify junkyards."
Rather, instead of explaining,
"Throw something
I explore
lovely away today." And
our
this
time
is a very
is a time for
effective way
barriers,
of getting people to notice
for
a lot of things.
Categories.
And so the title is intended to draw attention to
the plan
fact
for
that
the metropolis, which he envisioned.
Neutral.
June 11, 1805. One of the three judges.
His plan was based on an equilateral triangle
4,000 feet
to rebuild immediately.
Each angle was bisected by a perpendicular line to the opposite side.
Where these streets met, a rectangular part was formed. Due west from the old city hall, his plan was based
on
a 0-mile triangle 4,000 feet.
It is now called Ford Road.
Each angle was bisected by a perpendicular line
to
the opposite side.
Avenue.
Where these streets met, a rectangular park was formed. Due west from the old city hall was considered 0-mile road. It is now called Ford Road. 1 mile north is Warrant Avenue. And then Joy Road, Plymouth, Schoolcraft, Finkel, McNichols, 7 Mile Road, 8 Mile, and so forth. As shown here, changes at Wyoming from a 6-lane divided highway . We have seen that Detroit has had 4 basic patterns of growth.
The decision to drop an atomic bomb on the city of Hiroshima was perhaps the most important decision of our time. The controversy it stirred has gone on with rising intensity ever since. How was the decision made? Why was it made? Could the instant destruction of Hiroshima, of 70,000 Japanese men, women, and children, have been avoided?
B. Lysergic acid diethylamide. L. S.D. It is colorless, tasteless, odorless. One of a whole family of hallucinogens, both natural and synthetic, that includes STP, peyote, mescaline, psilocybin. LSD is the most powerful of all. Known as acid, a single ounce is capable of producing 300,000 so-called trips.
Over, you know, an anthill, just watching the ants scurry around. It's kind of a going back into your childhood, too, I think.
When you're stoned, you can get hung up and then stare at some dirt for a day. When I was dropping acid, one time I was doing that. I was staring at a piece of dirt, and a little baby came up to me and was staring at this piece of dirt in the same way. And I realized that was really crazy. I mean, it was all right for a baby, but for a 20-year-old, it was crazy. I stopped dropping acid. I really got tired of just tripping around and grinning.
Well, let me tell you about
that. They've lost part of their basic psychological cohesiveness.
The whole lifestyle is one of a fantasy world.
10% have remained abstinent for at least 2 years or beyond.
I certainly don't feel like now that I would want to drink. It seems to
I took a trip
to find myself and you. And I saw love, her orange, green.
Of course, no one has perfectly symmetrical breasts, any more than we have symmetrical hands or feet. Now, bring your hands down to chin level and put the heels of your hands together.
It's intermission, rise and stretch time. Time to refresh yourself and visit our snack bar. Got a yen for hot popcorn? Your favorite soft drinks are sparkling cold. The juicy Frank sizzling hot. There's delicious coffee, freshly brewed, and all kinds of ice cream and candy to tempt you. Showtime will be announced loud and clear to get you back to your car in time. So stretch your legs. Come to the snack bar now.
Qui sont souvent coupées très, très rapidement. Il y a toujours des ellipses. Et il avait effectivement des scènes comme ça de sexualité en horreur. Alors, c'est, en effet, il allait à l'encontre de la mode des années 70, par exemple, où il y a eu effectivement une forme de libération des scènes de sexe au cinéma. Il est resté fidèle à sa propre morale. Il disait oui, sa seule morale, c'était de ne pas céder à la morale des autres, disait-il. Et pour revenir à Une belle fille comme moi, je pense que je ne suis pas sûr qu'il voulait dialoguer ou répondre à l'époque, parce qu'il en était effectivement assez indifférent. J'ai l'impression qu'il veut...
Elle est en train de dire, tiens, ça va bien en ce moment avec mon mari, tiens, ça ne va pas.
C'est pas, et il y a plein de choses qui traitaient d'une manière...
Après, vous avez convoqué Olivier Père des cinéastes. On a entendu la voix d'Axel Repère qui reste avec Mouche Kemedy Ennemi, mais il y a aussi qui parle notamment Christophe de ce film à Adèle Haché, qui parle d'un film à l'esthétique très funèbre. Je le cite. On a l'impression qu'il se déroule. On a entendu la voix d'Axel Repère qui reste avec Mouche Kemedy Ennemi, mais il y a aussi notamment Christophe Honoré qui parle, lui, de ce film à Adèle Haché, qui parle d'un film à l'esthétique très funèbre. Je le cite. On a l'impression qu'il se déroule.
Du chevalier Tristan et de la princesse d'Irlande Isolde, voguant vers le roi Marc de Cornouailles qu'Isolde doit épouser pour sceller la réconciliation entre les deux peuples.
Intermission time. The show starts in 10 minutes. Yes, folks, it's intermission time. So how about taking a break? Get out and stretch a little and relax before the show begins again. And why not make it refreshment time, too? We have lots of tasty, delicious treats waiting for you at the refreshment center. There's hot popcorn, so golden good and fresh out of the popper. And all kinds of refreshing ice-cold soft drinks. Sizzling hot dogs just bursting with juicy goodness. Ice cream so smooth and delicious, you'll hanker for more. Plus, all the most popular candy bars and many other favorite treats. So why not visit the refreshment center now? Our courteous attendants are ready and waiting to serve you with a wide and wonderful variety of good things to eat and drink. So step right up and make yourself at home. Mid-July 1975, an American Apollo spacecraft and a Soviet Soyuz spacecraft prepare to join in Earth orbit, 140 miles above the Atlantic.
Thank you.
When the first settlers landed in America, it was a vast, unexplored wilderness. Trails soon appeared, of course, and eventually became tracks or wagon roads during the westward expansion. And these finally developed into a system of highways with the coming of the automobile in the 20th century. But in just the past few decades, a new kind of road has begun to spread across the nation. It is called thruway, or parkway, or expressway, or freeway. But the names all mean the same thing. We shall call it freeway, but whatever the name, it is now a part of our way of life. Freeways are already proving invaluable, particularly around large population centers. But they do pose some special problems for the millions of drivers who use them. Freeways are designed for the high-speed movement of great numbers of automobiles, and when used properly, are safer than ordinary surface streets. 2 times safer, in fact. But the freeway is a new and different world. A world which requires a new and different kind of driving by those who use it. Motorists here are bound together by certain practical rules and courtesies necessary for mutual protection.
De journalisme, je salue quelques collègues qui sont ici présents, on est plutôt habitués à les envoyer comme stagiaires à faire des stages dans les médias. Eh bien, à cet âge-là, 25 ans, Albert Camus entre dans cet journal qui est plutôt, avec une ligne éditoriale plutôt progressiste, dirigée par un autre journaliste, Pascal Pia.
Physicists have since linked heightened sunspot activity with the solar wind. It's a million-mile-an-hour force of magnetically charged particles emanating from the sun's upper atmosphere, ebbing and flowing in minimum and maximum intensities over 11-year cycles. This so-called space weather can seriously affect how things work here on Earth, such as disrupting satellite communications, telephone service, and personal electronics.
It would help our technology, to safeguard the technology by knowing when and in what intensity space weather occurs.
And liftoff of Discovery and the Ulysses spacecraft bound for the polar regions of the sun.
Until the launch of Ulysses from Space Shuttle Discovery in 1990, data for understanding and predicting space weather had come from a limited sample.
Come up, Daedalus. Come up, you fearful Jesuit. Into evil at a tiny day. Come up, Daedalus. Come up, you fearful Jesuits.
Thank you. mobile village, the world considered as a single community web-based communications, wired, countless, endless ocean, uncontrolled, controlled stream joyfulness Ulysses revolutionized the structure, simultaneous continuous change, blend of particles, amalgam mind, polyphonic contrapuntal mind, overlapping layers, stream of consciousness citizen of the world, contrast, distinction, differentiation, dissimilarity, and electronic dissemination, food and help, electric networks, cables, waves, data participation, process, surrounded by sound, simultaneous forms and events resonance, compressed and invisible, electromagnetic writing cities, a kinetic igloo, fragmented communities, everybody interfusion of space, music hall without walls, cheap wisdom, and street sounds. What do we want to do with the time we have left? What do we want to do with the time we have left? What do we want to do with the time we have left? What do we want to do with the time we have left? What do we want to do with the time we have left? What do we want to do with the time we have left? What do we want to do with the time we have left? What do we want to do with the time we have left? What do we want to do with the time we have left? What do we want to do with the time we have left? What do we want to do with the time we have left? What do we want to do with the time we have left? /2014/2015/2016/2017. I tried to drown my melancholy in work, but I was obsessed by memories of the air and the light of Berlin, Paris, London, Philadelphia, New York, and Detroit, against monumentality, montage, maps, title, 2020, a collage environment, assemblage, cycle of paintings and objects in space installation, 2013/2014/2015/2016/2017. I tried to drown my melancholy in work, but I was obsessed by memories of the air and the light of Berlin, Paris, London, Philadelphia, New York, and Detroit, against monumentality, montage, maps, meaning, no meaning, feuille blanche blank sheet, sled a vehicle on runners for traveling over snow or ice, shoes, sauntering, walking, to stroll, simply another rag, infinite, the infinite, standardized thinking leads to a standardized world, die Welt und der ganze Kosmos liegen in den Buchstaben, meditation zero, paintings, gouache, black, gray, and white painting pen, inkjet prints and paper, collage montage, on canvas format, single painting 20x20cm, 7.9x7.9 inches, presentation free, balance, laminar arrangement, 6 centimeters, 2.4 inches, distance interval between paintings, objects, object one sled, wood and metal, red cord, 90x30x25 centimeters, 35.4x11.8x9.8 inches, a vehicle on runners for traveling over snow or ice, object to a pair of shoes, leather, cloth, 30x14x11 centimeters, 11.8x5.5x4.3 inches, sauntering, walking, to stroll, object 3 typewriter, woodstock, metal, object 4 sleeping rough, bedding, textiles, cardboard, object 5 layers of drawings, paper, object 6 flowers, tulipa, object 7 piano,
grand piano, prepared wood, metal, object 8 DAT player, amplifier, speaker, project started September 2013, status work in progress, 220 paintings, September 2015, copyright 2017 Ralph Lichtensteiger, all rights reserved.
The transit agency is facing a $600 million budget gap this year. That gap jumps to more than $1 billion next year and is projected to only get worse.
So what's her solution?
Where's the money coming from?
To break it down are two WNYC reporters, Stephen Nesson, who covers transportation,
Standardized thinking leads to a standardized world. But now, there's only one tenant left, Russell Patrick Brown, a harp player, dancer, and software engineer. He says the landlord owning a row of historic houses has pushed everyone else out. But Brown's refusing to leave his rundown 200-square-foot rent-stabilized apartment with $1,500 rent. He watches as workers...
Things considered on WNYC, I'm Sean Carlson. Both Mayor Eric Adams and Governor Kathy Hochul have had their eyes on New York City's unsheltered population over the past year. They've launched initiatives to move people off of subway trains and remove encampments from sidewalks. But are those policies working? A new Gothamist analysis of 311 data shows that even with all those efforts, New Yorkers are witnessing record homelessness and more encampments than before, and they're calling the city about it. Betsy Ladejetz is an independent health journalist. She pored over the numbers. She joins us now to talk about what can be done to tackle the issue. Hey, Betsy, welcome back to All Things Considered.
Thanks for having me.
We should be clear what we're talking about here. It's homeless person assistance requests and encampment complaints that New Yorkers can make through the city's 311 system. What did you find overall about how those requests and complaints rose last year? And we should note that it was Mayor Adams' first year in office.
So 2022 was a record year for these complaints following overall increases during the pandemic. So 2020, 2021, 2022, it was an upward trend through all of these years.
So now you're stuck with CeeDee Lamb. You basically traded probably your number two option to the Browns for like a fifth round draft pick. How did that work out? Not very well for either party. Except the Cowboys got a fifth round draft pick compensation for it.
Would you guess Nine got up to a $60 million contract?
I wonder, do you figure out a way to, you know, let him keep his $60 million? But maybe you roll that over into something else where you can actually restructure his deal where he still gets paid, but at a cheaper rate where you can go get more pieces so you're not stuck. And that's I think that's the question Dallas has to ask themselves. Right
well,
now,
the, as we speak. The ultimate question they need to ask themselves seems to be, do they keep their coach? The other issue is, their defensive coordinator might be gone too, from what I'm hearing.
It all depends on what team's going to take another chance on.
As you said that the bunch can look at you three times. That's why the purpose that farmer is not able to take that tree for the agriculture and the knowing.
How has the fixing of the minimum support price, MSP, at 1.5 times the cost of production, along with promotion of organic farming in the country, helped the farmers increase their income?
The government has increased MSP for all the mandated kharif, rabi, and other commercial crops with the returns of at least 50% for all India, which is an average cotton production from 1890. MSP for 40 has been increased 2040 rupees per quintal in 2022-23 from 1300 per quintal in 2013-14. This is also an increase of 700 in 7 years, and MSP for the wheat has increased from 1400 per quintal 13-14 to 2125 per quintal. So average there is a 100 to 200 rupees increase every year incremental in the MSP. That is also a big boost for the farming. And second thing is promotion of organic farming. That is a Krishi Vikas Yojana has introduced this organic farming, and global market look at that. A lot of demand for the organic produce, and this organic farmer, the income is 2 times in some of that. Like that, if you introduce the organic cotton, globally there is a huge demand for the organic farmer. So initial input is high, but after 2 years, this is to the organic crop. It has a more and more benefit, not only in the Indian market, but also for export, it has a lot of benefit of. That is an important thing where the government has giving a lot of incentive for the farmer to go for organic. And it is also going gradual way so that we don't have the impact on the supply.
Okay.
Foaming silently, air white with an injured bird, the violent death of time. I kicked the flowers, investigations of puzzle pleasure, and conformity something was pretty distorted. Inside melted fingers use it.
What I'm not doing, and then I come to the perhaps more entertaining aspect of this account, what I don't think I'm doing, what I don't want to do, what I don't aspire to do, is to express myself. I don't think of writing as psychotherapy. I don't write in order to express myself. I don't write in order to define myself. I don't write in order to find out who I am. I don't write in order to become immortal. All these things may sound amusing to you, but I have heard an awful lot of writers say that entertaining aspect of this account. What I don't think I'm doing, what I don't want to do, what I don't aspire to do, is to express myself.
I'm against being controlled by national.
I don't think of writing as psychotherapy.
I think the highest.
I don't write in order to express myself. I don't want to do what I don't aspire to do, is to express who I am. I don't write.
Every place you feel
become immortal. I don't think of writing as psychotherapy.
All these things may sound amusing to you, but I have heard.
I don't write in order to express myself. I don't write in order to define myself. I don't write in order to find out who I am.
What is possible to get smaller and smaller.
Become immortal.
Senko Educational Films presents one of a series of 6 films dealing with the subject of
nuclear radiation. A vitally important subject. Bombs are being tested, which to some extent contaminate the atmosphere. It is only natural that we ask ourselves, what is the extent of such contamination? And what are the possible results? The release of atomic energy is always accompanied by certain invisible but powerful radiations. Nuclear radiations. Radiations which can be dangerous. Every time it rains radioactive particles which are in the atmosphere because of the testing of nuclear weapons. As a result, all of us acquire radioactivity through the food we eat and drink. There has always been some nuclear radiation in our environment. Such background radiation is usually quite small, and it comes from two principal sources. Naturally radioactive substances, such as uranium and radium.
Thank you. Thank you.